I'm being joined by APGC wrestling coach Joel Reince as the boys team is off to a 3-2 start to the dual season ahead of this triangular at Hudson that'll also include Jessup. Coach, thanks for taking a little bit of time here. Certainly an up and down start to the dual season for you guys, but some good measuring points for you guys, right? With Don Bosco and Union here kind of to start off the season. How would you describe this early part of the season from that standpoint as you're off to that 3-2 start here to the duels?
Yeah, I think, our biggest issue right now is our health of our, wrestlers, and, have some guys out that typically would probably be starting and that kind of showed up in some of our losses anyway. But in our three dual wins, I feel like we've had kids that, are not typically starters step in and play a huge role and got us to wins there. So wrestling hard and, like I said, we just need to get healthy. We're kind of looking forward to this winter break and heal up here.
Yeah, certainly. So when it comes to the guys that have wrestled here on the season so far, who are some of those guys that have kind of been your leaders here so far? Who's kind of impressed you here throughout this these first couple weeks of the season?
Carter Liston. I start the list with Carter. He's always been one of our leaders out there, and he gets himself in some funky situations, but usually comes out on top. And I think of Parker Mulder, wrestling real hard now, and he's sometimes a little raw in his skills, but man, the kid never quits, and wrestles really tough. Mason Cobb getting back healthy last week. That was good to see. I thought he wrestled really tough, lost one to a quality East Marshall kid, but, he's getting healthier by the day, feeling better. And Jesse Brower, as I think he's undefeated in dual meets as well. Wrestling really well, has had to bump up to heavyweight due to some injuries. And he's filling in great and doing an excellent job being a leader for us.
All right, so this triangular here down at Hudson on Thursday night, you'll wrestle against Hudson here first. They're off to a 6-2 start to their dual season. What do you know about these guys here?
Yeah, they always do a good job of filling their lineup, and they're similar to us. They got some really experienced kids, and then they have some weights where we got some opportunity, and that's where, when we're even, we just got to go out and wrestle harder and be tougher, and hopefully we come out on the right side of that.
And then against Jessup, they're in the dual rankings, at least in the preseason rankings, ranked number 9 in Class 1A, so certainly getting some attention from a statewide perspective, and they're off to a 9-0 start to their dual season, so they've kind of proven it here as well. So your thoughts on facing Jessup, another one of those duels where it's probably going to be a great measuring stick for you guys, I imagine.
Yeah, Jessup's really, they're really tough right now. They wrestled them last year. They gave it to us pretty good last year, and whatever they're doing over there, they got it rolling. They got some pretty tough kids in the lineup, and like you said, it's a measuring stick, and we're just going to see where we're at, and win or lose, we just want to go out and fight them.
And the girls team is going to be taking part in the Battle of Waterloo, so I know that's a big thing to be invited to. Tell me a little bit about this opportunity for the girls team.
Yeah, real neat opportunity for the girls. Like I said, I think what they've done over the last couple of years to make a name for themselves is exciting, and that's why they've got this opportunity. And I'm just excited to see them go out and perform. We've already won a tournament this year, an individual tournament, not a dual tournament. This is kind of our first experience wrestling girls duels, really. So it'll be a fun environment, and these girls, like I said, it's a little different, the team aspect of it. Everyone gets to sit right there along the mat and watch, and you root for your teammate, and it gets exciting that way, but No, it's a little different atmosphere, and I'm excited to see how they handle it.
All right. Well, I think that's all I got for you right now, Joel, but I appreciate the time, and we'll catch you here down in Hudson.
Yeah, thanks, John.